Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. As we've noted, the Nazir brings three karbanos, a chatos, an ola, and a shlamim. The chatos is partially burned on the mizbeach. There are pieces that are separated off to get burned on the mizbeach, and partially eaten by the kohanim. In ola, the ola, like all olos, is fully burned on the mizbeach. The shlamim, the shalmei nazir, is partially brought on the mizbeach, like every shlamim. There are parts of the animal that go on to the mizbeach to be burned. And the rest is then going to be eaten, partially by the kohanim, and partially by the owners. And so it is then taken and put in a pot to be cooked. As we've been discussing, this pot with the burning hair under it. The Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Tess, Hayim Evashel Ser Shlomim O Sholkan. So he was cooking this the Shlomim. Bishul is boiling, and Sholuk is overboiled. So really boiled to real falling off the bone kind of a level. So the Shlomim is being cooked, boiled over the pot. Now also, in addition to the Shlomim, the Nazir also has to bring 20 breads. We've mentioned this before, 10 matzah loaves and 10 matzah wafers. So he's cooking the shlamim, and then the Kohen comes along. HaKohen, no telas hazro b'shele min ha'ayel. The Kohen takes from the shlamim, the ram that's being cooked, which is the shlamim, he separates off the cooked right foreleg, right, from the shlamim. Now this is, of course, in addition to the chest and the right thigh that the kohen receives from every shlamim, which was already taken off before the cooking. But this is being cooked with the rest of the animal, and the kohen takes this zro b'shela, he takes the right foreleg, v'chalas matzah achas min asal, and he takes one of the matzah loaves from the basket that the breads are in, urekik matzah echad, and one matzah wafer from the basket, v'nosein al kapei hanazir. And he puts all of this, the two breads and the foreleg, on the hands of the nazir, uminifan, and then he waves them. Now, when we say wave them, it basically is from in front of the nazir outwards in all six directions. A little bit like what we do for the lulav, right? So to the east, out and back, to the west, out and back, to the north, out and back, to the south, out and back, and then up and back, and down and back. So it's waved in all six directions, and that is the mitzvah of tenufa. After the tenufa, v'achar kach, hutar nazir lishtos yadin l'tam el ha'meisim. So after the tenufa, the kohen, of course, is going to take the two breads and the zroa b'shela and eat it. Right, take them away and eat them wherever, in the basement or somewhere. And the Nazir is now officially done and is permitted to drink wine and to become Tamei Meis. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, well, actually, the permission to drink wine and become Tamei occurred much earlier in the process. Kevan shenizrak alav echad ben adamim, hutar nazir lishtos b'yayin tamei meisim. This happened much earlier, after the blood of the first of his korbanos was thrown on the mizbeach. And that already, according to Rabbi Shimon, was matir him to become tameh and to drink wine way before this zroa b'shelah.